Hi, this is Paul Klemperer at PKSax.com. Thanks for joining me. This is an essay I wrote which I call Life as Reality TV. It was originally published in Austin Downtown Arts, February 2003. I hope you enjoy it. A local news show announced excitedly that the TV show American Idol was auditioning possible contestants right here in Austin. "We'll show you where to go if you want to be a star," the breathless voiceover informed TV viewers. Now that's news. Life as rockumentary. Sometimes it seems as though that's where we are headed. Maybe not all of us. Maybe if you live out in the hill country, have no television, never glance at the tabloids in the checkout line, and don't give a rat's ass about the lifestyles of the rich and famous, maybe you're immune to celebrity culture. But then you probably spend your evenings reading the latest installment of Left Behind by the light of a kerosene lantern, waiting for the mothership to arrive. For the rest of us, there is the steady incursion of mass media, worming its way deeper into the primal recesses of our brains. Don't get me wrong, I love my TV. I often think there should be a clause in Texas common law marriage that allows a television to be your primary relationship. But lately, say the last 10 years, there has been a growing trend that makes me itchy all over. Reality shows. We all know them, even if we don't watch them, because the other media help to promote them. I suppose it's the latest sick twist on the Horatio Alger Great Gatsby mythos that runs so deep in the American psyche. We want to believe that any one of us can rise from humble beginnings to greatness, and similarly, that we can reinvent ourselves. Perhaps this mythos is at the heart of pop culture fads. A pliable persona changes identities by slipping into the latest trendy fashion. This kind of goofy plastic Americana has been studied by psychologists since at least the 1950s. But what has evolved is the media industry's skill at manipulating pop culture. They don't just create a star anymore. They don't just dye a brunette blonde and make her into Marilyn Monroe, or teach an actor to sing and make him a rock star. They don't just coordinate all aspects of marketing, promotion, and advertising to create a blitz of commodification so that a celebrity's book, movie, song, CD-ROM, magazine, comic book, figurine, trading cards, and hair product hit the stores simultaneously. Now they have shows about the process of commodification. You can watch Hometown Innocence compete for the honor of being commodified. Shows like Making the Band and American Idol go one better than Star Search because they turn the whole embarrassing thing into a rockumentary, and we watch it. The camera goes backstage to interview contestants as they reveal their hopes and fears and, when they don't win, records their anguished tears and bravely quivering chins. And then there is the solitary winner, who is transformed by the wand of corporate power from a nobody into a superstar. Now that's entertainment. The rockumentary approach extends to other reality shows, like the contemporary dating games. We don't just see the contestants meet each other, then talk about their dates. We go on their dates via various sneaky cams, watch the contestants do embarrassing things, and then watch as the contestants do backstage interviews. They gossip, bicker, and sniff like spoiled brats at a high school prom, but through the magic of television, their annoying quirks achieve celebrity status. In the food chain of American culture, it seems that the rockumentary approach to life is settling into many niches. The video crew hired to film weddings often act like they're making a motion picture. Local news video crews try to emulate the handheld cam and sudden cut approach of obnoxious TV crime shows. The most marginal existence becomes transformed into a performance with possible star power through a video camera. It might be high camp, like Wayne's World, but at some level it is seductively powerful, almost magical, to have the possibility of transforming daily life into a rockumentary. You're walking down the street, and you see someone with a video camera, and someone else with a microphone. They are interviewing people. You have no idea what it's for. Local news, a student film project. They may be interviewing people about hemorrhoids. It has nothing to do with your happy, productive life. There's no reason in the world why you should want to be interviewed on camera to be momentarily transformed from an ordinary person into a rockumentary subject. But in your heart of hearts, don't you get a little twinge, a tug towards the limelight? I know I do, and I've got a thing or two to say about hemorrhoids. For more information on Paul Klemperer's projects, visit our website at pksax.com.